Your plan. God has a plan. You only get what God believes that you can handle. Get out of here with all of it. I do believe there's a supreme being. And I respect that people have different wishes. And I respect that you are fully fledged, fully allowed, and can disagree with me on any point, including this one. But when I watch what happens to kind, sweet, caring individuals on the daily, and you're telling me that we're just chess pieces and that God is just moving us around, and you think we have free will, but we really don't. Let me tell you about my Monday night and why I wasn't here Tuesday. My son Quentin, who is my hero, everything he faces, the light he brings, the light he brought to the suite the other day when so many CCO employees were so kind to him and he was so kind to them, and this rare genetic disorder that he battles and the surgeries he has, and now he has a major swallowing challenge within his life that is enormous. And he had his first seizure in a long time the other day. And he is sitting in these chairs where we moved, and I made sure these chairs would have armrests. So if, God forbid, the seizures came back, he would not fall hard. And we were sitting there. He just had his medicine. It's a Monday night. Guess what Quentin wants to do? He wants to watch wrestling. The amount of wrestling I've watched because of Quentin is staggering.
Don't blame the boy. You love it.
Ah, not as much. I could take doses. And I said, Quinn, we're at half. We'll watch the rest tomorrow. I go, I'm going to grab something here. I'll let you finish up with some laptop, but get your pajamas on, brush your teeth, get ready. And I throw something away. I turn the corner. And as I start to walk up the stairs, I look, because normally he's with me, and I turn around. And he's having a seizure. And he bangs his head very hard into the table where he's sitting, where I was sitting right next to him, and just got up after saying, let's get out of the chair. And he is seizing violently. And he's in a high chair. And I'm going over there and thinking, it's been a long time. Our hope that he'd grown out of these seizures is over. And I have to now get him, as he's in the middle of a significant seizure, flailing, potentially hurting himself more, out of this chair, down to the floor, without restricting him so much, and while bringing his head down to the floor and watching his legs, because I can't take him, because it's in a spot in our house where there's kind of couple tables, and seeing my son, as I've watched him dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens, dozens of times seize, where it used to be weekly, seeing it again caused me to cry while I'm trying to comfort the most amazing person that I believe will ever walk the planet. And I am 100% bias. I hope you feel the same way about all of you. And trust me, I will walk through fire for Hunter and Griffin. And my feelings for Mike are right about the same. Quentin is just, everything's had to overcome. He just has a special place in our hearts. And just watching him and going through this. And seen his nose, where we still don't know if it's broken because we need the swelling to go down. And that's Monday night when I chatted with Kathleen, my ex-wife, or when we texted, he was still sound asleep late into this day because it wipes him out so much. And so now these are back, and this enormous swallowing issues, and there are two very important people in my life who are battling significant health issues themselves. So I just want people to accept that we have a life, and if you believe in God, great. If you don't, you're that's fine also. But when the folks who believe that there is this specific plan, I'll just tell you, there was somebody in my life who I met through his profession who I become very friendly with. In about 5-6 years, when these seizures were happening weekly, told me, well, God has picked you, and God only gave you this challenge because he knows you can face it. And I walked out of there, and I knew I'd never see this person ever again professionally. I would find someone else. Because I don't believe God gave my son seizures, become an epileptic, to have this genetic syndrome where he's outlived, and there's not many people have it, but he's outlived hundreds who have this. God doesn't cause 2-year-olds to have cancer. God doesn't cause some family to get shot and killed. There is a world that is created that has evil in it, and I agree with that. But how can you justify that there's this plan when it's somebody in your life whose life is incredibly cruel or ends soon? And I'm not telling you not to believe in God or punishing you if you don't. But for me, forcefully stop with this plan. You watch my son seize. You listen to what's happening to when he's drinking and where it's going and where it should go and what that could happen to his life. And you tell me there's God's plan. Get out of here with that. I want texts and calls. Agree with me, disagree with me. It's not the first time I've said this. Won't be the last. And I'm not trying to stop you from your beliefs. You get to wholeheartedly disagree with me. This is a show where we're supposed to be passionate and strong and believe in what we say and be open when people disagree. That doesn't mean I then have to agree with you, but listen to your ideas when they're provided with respect. 6-5, and if anybody's going to take a cheap shot at my kid, you're going to be booted so quickly because it's happened before. If that's your way to somehow attack my child right now, let's say this really clearly. Go to hell. Okay? 651-461-9226. So a number of very kind and informative texts, and we're about to take calls and read texts. But, Dave, just tell the audience what the first caller had to say when I said this about my son and the challenges he faces.
I hate to even give them the satisfaction of people knowing, but the first call I picked up gave the most insulting baby crying sound that, you know, an adult would make. Boo-hoo, wah, wah, wah. It was...
How lonely is your life?
That's really sad.
And how lacking character are you when you're hearing about a young man who's having issues and thinking about other people who have issues when that's your default? Disgusting. Dan has called it. Dan, thanks for listening. Go ahead. You're on CCO.
Hi, Chad.
Hello, sir.
You know, my heart breaks for you and your son. I'm very sorry. And anybody that loves God would say that. And it's absolute foolery to the point of wickedness that people and even Christians who believe that God controls everything is insanity. If he controlled everything, he wouldn't have had to come and die for all of us.
We'd have peace everywhere. We'd have respectful individuals. You know, there are tens and tens of millions of people across the globe who are suffering. And the God I believe in is a loving, kind, respectful one.
Yes.
And if that God could control things, you wouldn't have what we hear about in our family and friends all the time.
It's a long discussion that requires humility and open-mindedness to look at what the Bible actually says about how things came about to be the way they currently are, and that God has a plan, and that plan is a new heaven and a new earth where there's no more sorrow. That's the plan of God.
Dan, I always
debate any pastor. Pastors won't even debate me on it because they're so wrapped up in stupid religion about man, you know, but I won't get into that. I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, I appreciate calling, and we got a lot of calls, a lot of texts. Have a great day, and I really appreciate you.
Thank you.
Dave has called in. Dave, you're on WCCO.
Yeah, I just wanted to say what you said absolutely nails it. My daughter was paralyzed from the shoulders down in 2005, and countless times we've heard people say, God only gives this to people that can handle it. And I just want to say that's one of the most stupid, idiotic, insensitive, careless things a person could say if they think they're being godly saying stuff like that. It burns me up. Maybe God did that so it would support the wheelchair industry. Maybe God did that so he could support more people in the hospital. I mean, come on. That's ridiculous to think such a thing.
Can you just stay for a second? I don't know how I could agree more with what you said, Dave. And first of all, I'm incredibly sorry that this happened in 2005. And I, in any way possible, wish that wouldn't have happened. But the idea that somebody says it, you think, you know, Dave is so strong and is of such character that we're going to paralyze his daughter because Dave can handle that. Who are these people who think they should say that to you? I mean, it's just repugnant.
They're the same ones that the spouse will complain to the other about how their lawn was cut. I mean, go walk through Gillette Children's for about 5 minutes.
Yes. Oh,
open your stinking eyes.
Thank you. My
and
best
so
to you and your family.
We're
too.
Saying bad things to you have absolutely zero challenges in your life like that. It just really cooks me when I hear people say that stuff. So
thank
sorry for that, but I really, really appreciate, greatly appreciate what you said.
I feel the same about you also. Let's read a few texts and we'll get to Linda here in a second. Chad, my heart bleeds for you and Quentin. I'm very conservative Christian. I don't believe this is God's plan. I believe it's a result of all and sins in the world. Please know I'll have you and your family in my daily prayers. Thank you so much. My wife also suffers with seizures. It's the most horrible thing I've ever seen. It breaks my heart every time. I cry like a baby. I'm crying right now thinking about it. Totally agree, Chad. The pastor at Fletcher Merkel's funeral told his parents that what happened was never part of God's plan. People who say that are wrong. There are so many more texts. And let me say again, there are tens and tens of millions of individuals who have stronger challenges than Quentin has. And I acknowledge that because we've been in so many hospitals. We're around other kids who have intellectual delays that are worse than Quentin. Quentin has DIRK 1A. The number of times we'll get an alert where fill in the blank has died. And that's why every time I walk in and I get Quentin in the morning, and when his eyes don't instantly wake up, when I walk in there, I get scared that something happened. Because I know his life expectancy isn't as supposed to be as long as a lot of ours. And I hope he exceeds it by infinity. So I'm trying to acknowledge, I'm just sharing my story and know so many people are in my category and in a worse category. Linda, thanks for calling. We got about a minute here. You're on CCO.
Hi, Chad. I agree with you 100%. I feel badly for your son. You know that Pat and I do. And people used to say to me, well, you couldn't have children because you can handle it. That never did anything for me. I don't believe God's in control of things. I agree 100% with you. We're with you, and we love you.
Linda, it's great to hear from you. Say hi to Pat, and thank you so much for reaching out.
Okay. Bye-bye.
I really appreciate when people say kind things about Quentin. I mean, we were done having kids, you know, and my life professionally was headed in such a different way. I was going to broadcast Arizona Cardinals games. I was going to keep broadcasting afternoons forever on the Fan. And you know what? Thank God that IUD didn't work, because it's the greatest moments of my life when Hunter and Griffin and Quentin came into my life. Let's pause.